One German name that comes up frequently as a sponsor is Christian Emde. He became known after being interviewed by the journalist Jürgen Todenhofer. We will definitely go back, and it won't be pleasant. It'll be with weapons and with our fighters. One of the foreign fighters Christian Emde vouched for was Ahmed, from the town of Ennepetal in North Rhine-Westphalia. According to his personal documents, Ahmed travelled to IS-controlled Syria on June 10, 2014, with the intention of becoming an IS fighter. 5 weeks later, the 21-year-old German of Turkish descent blew himself up in Baghdad. His suicide attack killed 54 other people, including many schoolchildren. German journalists from NDR and WDR television, as well as the Süddeutsche Zeitung newspaper, obtained the files. As Islamic State in Syria comes under increasing pressure, many of its members are fleeing and taking documents like these with them. German security agencies have also obtained the files. We believe it's very likely that these are authentic documents. We are using the contents for security assessments and to pursue prosecutions. The files could have a crucial impact on measures taken against returning jihadis, such as in the case of Abdel Karim B. from the state of Hessen. Public prosecutors in Frankfurt have charged him with preparing a serious act of violent subversion. His IS personnel file could also lead to him being charged with membership of a terrorist organization. Not many terrorist groups write down who their members are and where they can be found. What we're seeing with Islamic State, and this is confirmed by the documents, is that this is not just a terror organization, but it's also a quasi-state.